fighting the heat and blah, 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 you know. And I had a job, and it was a huge job, and all the doors had big high lifts, had big doors, and then they lifted them on up and turned them up with the ceiling, called high lifts. And when they sent the doors and delivered the doors, and we unloaded the door, and anyhow, to make a long story short, they built every one of the high lifts wrong. Every one of them. And so the measurements the company gave to order, all of that was right. They built them wrong. And so I called up the engineer, but let me back up a little. That morning, I told the Lord, just like I do every day going to work, I tell him, I said, thank you, Lord, that you're with me. I thank you, Lord, for your grace today, your ability today, God. I thank you for your strength today, God. I thank you, Lord, whatever I face today, God, you are with me. Amen. See, you need to talk to God every morning when you go to work. Yeah. Every day. And you're not just saying vain reputation words. You have put your life and trust in the hands of a God that has rolled back the Red Sea, set the moon, the stars. Amen. You have put your life, so you're talking to Him. How many knows that Paul said it in Ephesians? He said, God is able to make all grace abound to you. God is able to do abundantly above, beyond what me and you can think or ask, Monty. I mean, that's pretty big words. I mean, He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that Scotty or you can ask or think. So, what I believe what Paul is giving us a mindset there of what God's able to do. So anyways, I talked to God, get on that job, and when I called the engineer and he puts it all in the computer, I'm talking about always victory. I'm not on my story like some think. Paul, when he preached in her, I was shipwrecked. He wasn't on his story. He was testifying of the glory and power of the God on the road to Damascus that he had given his heart and life to. He wasn't just giving testimony or telling his story. I've had people, you tell too many stories. I'm like, I am telling the story that God wrote in my life to benefit those that are hearing. And so when I got done talking, he said, you're going to have all new sidetrack, all new springs, all new, you might as well sit the whole job back. And when he got done, I said, well, that's not what I asked you. He said, well, I'm confused. I said, well, I'm not. He said, well, I said, I understand. I said, tell me what it'd be if I leave all that you said I don't have to, that I'm going to make this job work. You don't send all that. You put it in there and work with what I've got. I said, because I'm going to work with what I got. And I'm going to make this job happen. He come back and punched in what I told him. He said, it won't work. And you don't tell me it won't work. Because I know what Romans 8:28 says. You hear me? I'm not being religious. I'm out on this job. This is a $10,000 job. This is terrible. This is not good. It don't feel good. It don't look good. It don't sound good. It's costing me money every day that I, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not just telling you a story. You've got your own life that you're living, and you're going to experience hardship. And if you start crying and complaining and blaming, you are going to lose. You're going to suffer. It's going to hurt your faith. Your faith is your victory. Ain't that what the Bible says in 1 John 5:4? I didn't write it. I just know what it says. 1 John 5:4 says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes cancer. Amen. Cancer ain't no big deal. That's right. Every name that is named, the Bible says, has to bow at the name. Yours might not be garage doors, but you might have got a bad report from the doctor. You might have got a bad report from Alabama Power. You might have got a bad report. I've been sweating 2 days, my air conditioned out. I was glad to come to the house of the Lord. Crank that air up. Get y'all some blankets or whatever y'all got to do. I mean, there's peace in the house of God. Air in the house of God. Me and Teresa didn't complain. Just look at the money we're saving. We know better. We know better than get irritated because you're sweating. Get a little irritated and agitated. All that cause you're sweating. Then start griping, start complaining, and you won't go to church Sunday. Satan used to tell me, see, I'm talking about always having victory. I'm not talking about victory every now and then. We're called to victory. We're called to believe that he's going to cause us to have victory in everything negative that we face. You know, even death. The Bible says death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, victory. Even death is victory. I mean, there's victory all the way from Genesis, all the way down through all the Bibles, all the way down through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the way down to Revelation. All there is victory. We're walking, living epistles of the Lord Jesus. Amen? And so, you know, when he got done, he said it can't be done. And so me and Travis has said over ourselves over the years, because of the Bible, that we are the door kings. We're anointed door men. God might have you. Chris is a trucker. Anointed trucker. Janet works for, I think, lawyers. Anointed lawyer woman. She knows a lot. I might have to ask her some questions. If some of you's doing nothing, you're not anointed. He don't anoint do-nothingers. There's no need for anointed do-nothing. It's not in the Bible. Do nothing about it. There's no anointing for do nothing about it. But me and Travis have said over ourselves and over, what am I going to think? I'm one of the worst doormen they are. No. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. I'm the best truck driver they are. One of God's favorites out here on the road, you are. Amen. Hello, anointed. That's why I ain't done killed a bunch of these people. Us anointed people don't run over people. Us in the world, now we might do it. Right? When we was in the world, we might run over them, shove them off. I've cut them off, truck driver. But see, now we are bearing the image because we don't react the way we used to. Now, concerning healing belongs to us. The Bible says healing is the children's bread. So cancer is no match for God. I mean, he can create livers, create hearts. He's a miracle working God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so me and Travis were saying over, I'm scattering here, but y'all get it. Some of it ain't for y'all. But now he said, we can do it. We can do it. We can. Well, the scripture says you can do all things, Granny, through Christ who strengthens you. I don't care your age, has nothing to do with that scripture. But if you don't believe that scripture, you won't do what you want. But if you'll believe that scripture, then God will back that scripture up in your life and you will do exploits because you do know your God. Daniel said, those that do know their God will do exploits. Extraordinary. I'm talking about we'll work things out when nobody, it'll work out for us and it won't work out for nobody else. We went over there and praise God and built that system. We rebuilt. We just done away with all of theirs. And we started from scratch. Under the anointing. If you believe everything you set your hands to do will be blessed, then why gripe? Now I'm not getting on to you, God ain't. Well, you know what? We finished that job Friday. They said it wouldn't work. They said it would not. When Satan tells you it ain't going to work for you, don't you believe it, Katie. Don't believe his lie. You say, nope, glory to God, I go in the name of Jesus Christ. I go in his strength. I go in his ability. Praise God, hallelujah. That job, we finished that job Friday. And, you know, and it come at a real cool time. Tuesday. Y'all know how hot it was Tuesday? Man, we thought this is going to be good. We get over there and unload the doors, and, you know, we thought, we cure some fans, and we're going to be in the shade. You know what happened? The sun was coming in from that side where all the doors was. So we worked till lunch in the sun. Stacking those doors. Hottest part of the day. And then by lunch, you're like, whoo, we're going home. We'll come back in Jesus' name tomorrow. But what I'm telling you, praise God, we completed that job satisfactory, felt good. Everything worked that they, the engineers, they said that won't work. That's the kind of God that we serve if we believe him. Now, there are 17 documented cases in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of people being healed under Jesus' ministry. They recorded 17 documented cases of healing. And the majority of those that got healed, their faith did it. Their faith did it. In Acts 17, the lame man that had been lame from, I believe it's Acts 17, I don't remember what it is. You got it, Beth? Put that Acts up there. That wasn't the first one. Now Peter and John went up into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and prayer's important. Prayer's important. Very important. He said, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb. Now look, man, this dude had been crippled all his life. All his life, from the time he was born. He said, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into. He's a beggar. He can't work. Lame all his life, so he's begging for money. And so he says, who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the alms? He asked them for some. Peter looked at him. Us Christians ought to look at them. These hopeless people out here. We ought to look at them and say, God has not forsaken you. God has not left. God has not forgot about you. Even Christians today, because of the pressures of this world and stuff, are hearing a gospel sometimes that is not powerful. The gospel is powerful. The Word of God is alive. Hebrews 4:12 says it's quick, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. I mean, it helps me discern my thoughts. God's Word. And God's Word helps me discern the intents of my heart. That's what it says. He said, who seen Peter and John about to go to the temple? And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. Look at me, man. Just like the young man wanted prayer. I didn't pray him back into the kingdom. I stirred up those things that God had for him, praying for him. I stir them up, God. I come against every assault the enemy has come against him to bring him down. I was saying in the name, I said, and in the name of Jesus. That's what he told him. He said, go on, Beth. He gave heed to them, expecting to receive money of them. Then Peter said, silver, gold have I none, but such as I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. Praise God. Now this guy, and it says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping and stood and walked and entered in to them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Now this guy was all his whole life. Now I'm telling all of y'all listening by way of internet, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Rebuke cancer. Rebuke diabetes. Rebuke all of that. Rebuke sickness and disease. All of that is under the curse. By one man, Adam, sin entered in, the curse. But by one man, Jesus, the second Adam, we was redeemed from sickness and disease, that the blessing of Abraham will come on us. I'm healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. When something attacks my body, I attack it back. And it might take a little bit for my body to catch up with my spirit man, my inward man, the me on the inside, but my body has to catch up. Amen? They had to reach and get his hand and help him up, but when they helped him up and he stood up doing what he couldn't do, bing. Then he went running in there praising God. Hallelujah. But Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 17 documented cases. That is why the Word of God is that so important. We know that the Bible says in Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now what that means is, everybody that's just reading scriptures out there, lost or whatever the case, that's not how faith comes. I know you're quiet. Faith comes to you whatever God quickens to you of the Word of God. That's called Rhema Word. The Bible's written Word. That's called Rhema Word. Once you get Rhema of the will of God, once you are convinced by the Holy Spirit, I'm convinced I'm healed. Now, I read 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53 over there that by his stripes ye were healed, and the Holy Spirit convinced me of it. He took the Word that I'm reading. I'm not saying don't read the Word. You need at least a chapter a day or more. You need to get at least a sermon or a day or more. You know, one sermon on Sunday morning and Wednesday night is not enough for no Christian. No, sir. There needs to be more fellowship with God on a daily basis in our life if we're going to get quickened. Because Jesus said, if you seek, you'll find, right? If you knock, the door will be. If you ask, you'll receive. Quicken us, O Lord, to your word. Hallelujah. I'm believing for you to be totally healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. Now you got to do, you got to get up. Just like the guy had to get up. They reached and got him up. See, faith has corresponding actions. That's why you can't break me financially. You can think I'm bragging if you want to. You talking to somebody that had a gun that was fixing to commit suicide. That had a little money. That had the drugs and stuff. And it was nothing, Chris. It meant nothing to me. My life was broken. My marriage was gone. I had an image of some man raising my son and not being good to him. And so I was just going to end it so I wouldn't know a lot about it. So don't tell me I'm bragging about stupid money. I've been on the bottom. I've gave houses. You don't know what I've given. If God blesses me, why are you griping? If God blesses you and increases you and makes you wealthy, Chris, I'm not going to say, who does he think he is? You serve your God. And he said he will bless you abundantly above, exceedingly. See, nobody knows what you give away. But they'll always, Satan does that to discourage you from giving and walking and being a blessing. Satan does it. Jesus even said, he said, your enemies will be of your own house. I didn't want to hear that. But at the same time, he said, if you'll serve the Lord, he said, I'll save your whole house. At the same time, you got to realize, praise God, hallelujah, that you are maybe you're the one in your family to break those generational curses of poverty and lack and self-security and all of that discouragement and all of that, and show them that your God is big enough and cause them to want to know our God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, President, but I'm not going to quit serving him. I might make a lot of mistakes. I might make bad choices sometimes. I might not do exactly what I'm supposed to do at different times, praise God. But there's one thing that I'm going to be, repentant like David. And I'm going to repent and I'm going to have God say, no, you wasn't perfect, son, but you had a heart after me and you wouldn't quit. And that's you. So all of y'all out there in Facebook land, you know, you need healing, receive your healing. Their faith, the majority of them, their faith made them whole. Okay, take the Word of God. Take the Word of God in Mark 11. And the Bible says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you tell the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I want healing. I want my healing. Jesus Christ paid for it because... You know, I had a guy one time, he was a Baptist deacon and all of that stuff, you know, and I worked on the dairy down in the cow manure and stuff, you know, pig pen. And I didn't know that he looked down his nose. What that means is, you know, we're lower. You know, some people's lower than you are, or just, you know, they're lower than you are. I was pretty low because I didn't know Jesus at that time. But there come a time when he got diagnosed with cancer. And I'd got born again and black God, I believed in healing, boy. I mean, healing belongs to us, and this is 30 years ago. I still believe the same way. Why? Because that Bible don't change. That Bible ain't changed. I read the same thing 30 years later that I read 30 years ago. I find out he's the same God down there, but God that brought me out, praise the Lord, hallelujah, he's the same God now. There ain't nothing too big or hard for God. God don't come short. God's word don't fail, period. It's not God that ain't showing up. God always shows up. He's an on-time God. I mean, He's an on-time. Hey, we're not waiting on God. God's waiting on us to follow Him in the things that He's got for us, and then He will manifest His will and His plan in our lives. Hallelujah. Well, I go down there, you know, and I thought, but God, hallelujah, I'm going to get the Word of God in this man. I'm going to get the Word of God. So I go down there and knock on the door, got some cassette tapes. They wasn't CDs or nothing then. I'd got some cassette tapes on healing and all of that, you know, and because I knew then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And I thought, you know what, you've got a death sentence. You've got a death sentence, but I believe then, just like I believe right now, that every name that has a name has to bow at the name of Jesus, and it has to bow. But if He allows it, see, that there's the key. Whatever you allow, you can have. Because God didn't make a bunch of robots. God gave us free will to believe His Word. That's what simple faith is. I believe Your Word is true, God. Well, I go down there, and His wife, well, He ain't really into all that confession stuff. I said, I don't need Him to be. I said, I just want to talk to Him. I want to give Him these tapes. He don't feel like listening to them tapes. I said, no, I need to get them to Him. Let me just talk to Him. And so I go in there, and you know, and I'm sitting there, and I told Him, God healed you. I said, you're already healed in the spirit realm. I said, 1 Peter 2:24 says, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. I said, that's past. That's already done. He wants you to receive your healing. He wants you to receive it. I want to pray with you. Like that, and he stopped me. He said, Scott, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be healed. He said, I've looked down at you. I looked down my nose at you. And blah, blah. I said, listen to me. I said, all of that don't matter. I said, you don't earn this. Jesus took it. He took them stripes. They hurt Him. They whipped Him. They killed Him for you to get up off of that couch and walk and be healed. I said, he didn't do it based on your performance. I said, it belongs to you. Whether you think you deserve it or not, none of us deserve this stuff that Christ done. While we were sinners, He died for us. That's His love for us. You know? And I told Him, I thought, well, man, He can't receive His healing. He can't receive it. So I leave and I'd be like, Lord, He can't receive it. He don't think He's worthy. Lord, touch his heart. Lord, give him revelation that it's not works. It's not all the past you've done and been a deacon and didn't do it and hypocritical, whatever you've been. Yeah. Just repent, get your heart right, and receive what God's done. Amen. That's what grace is. So maybe you've got a bad report from the doctor. They told me I'd never be the same. I'm better, Preston. My body told me I wouldn't. I told it, you liar. Open heart surgery, all that. one of the ones they tried to open up in there, it never grew. And I'm like, y'all just leave that one alone. I've been fine 50-something years with that. Don't mess with it. I'm good. It was deformed. Whatever. I had the attitude, take some out of my legs. If they look good, yeah, just do it. Just you give me. And then they're like, well, you know, I don't know. I said, listen, man. I said, I've made it 50-something years with these pipes. Now I got good clean ones. I said, I've got at least another 50. 120 if I want it. That's God's word. So believe for your healing. This lady, I was on the streets preaching. That's why it's important for y'all that are called to go out on the streets. I don't care if you think somebody ain't listening or not. If God's telling you to do something, then go do it. He told me to go on the streets of Oneonta down there. You know, and And I didn't know how to do it at all. I hadn't been saved but 3 or 4, 5, 6 months. I don't know how to do it. I don't even know how to preach. But I'm out there preaching. They somebody about 4 blocks bedridden. That's terrible. That's got their window open, hearing that preacher, some preacher on the street preach. Hearing some preacher on the street preach. And told her grandkids, her kids wouldn't even do it. Told her grandkids, y'all got to get me to that street down there. I want to go hear that preacher down there preach. I want him to pray for me. So they bring her in a van and a bed and to the street. And they come over here. She wants you to pray for her. She's bedridden. We brought her out. I said, okay. So I go over there, and I didn't really have time to pray a big prayer because it's time to start. And so I just, you know, when you get ready to pray, just release your faith. Yeah. Be healed. I wasn't begging that to come off of her. I just touched her on the foot and I said, be healed. And I turned around and I started back to the podium to get up to the on the podium. And some woman outrun me to the podium. And I looked back and it was her. She outrun me to the microphone. Bedridden. Outrun me to the microphone. And it wasn't my great faith. I just be healed in the name of Jesus. See, when you're praying, you know in here it's not your ability, it's not your doing, but you're in His authority and you're releasing that ministry of Jesus into their bodies. Amen. And she runs across there and starts preaching. Starts preaching, you know, how God healed her. She comes, you know, and I'm like, man, she's not supposed to be up there. It's supposed to be me. I'm the one supposed to preach. But a miracle outrun me. And I'm there and I'm like, man, this stuff works. Man, it, God, He's really real, man. He just healed that woman. He just healed that woman. She come out of that van, but God. Oh, He healed her. You know, and then a woman comes up on a walker like that one night. And she said, Brother Weston, I want God to heal my eyes. I can't read the Bible like I used to. I said, well, he's doing it right now. I said, you believe he can? Yeah. You believe he's going to do it when I pray for you? I said, he's going to do it. I ain't got it. Even then, 28 years old, I knew I didn't have it. I know me. That's you. It's not your power, not your might that you make it through your financial struggles. It's not. It's by His Spirit. He's going to uphold you. He'll uphold you with the right hand of His righteousness. Lean on Him. Trust in Him. Rely on Him. Hallelujah. That's why I'm still married 41 years. I've been on the edge of divorce 41 times. 41 times. Probably more than that, really, if you get serious with it. 41 years, I've been every year, 41 years. That battle comes around once a year. Twice if we let it. At least once a year that battle comes around. Hallelujah. Couple sitting in here, well, we ain't even had an argument. I said, your honeymoon will last, just hang on. It won't last. It'll quit. I said, I'm not speaking gloom and doom. I said, there's a real devil. I said, it's good y'all on your honeymoon and y'all just look at each other and your air smells good coming out the nostril. I said, that's good. I said, but there will come a time when that enemy's going to challenge that will. He's going to challenge your financial. He's going to challenge your body. Give me the Romans. I got to show you this and then I'll quit. As it is written, this is Abraham. And y'all all know the story, you know, about Abraham and Sarah, 90 and 100 years old, impossible to have kids, and God had told them, Preston, that in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. He told him. He said, you're out of your descendants. And then they tried the Ishmael thing. That shows you what flesh does. There was trouble there the whole time. You know, anytime you do something in the flesh, you heard it, you know, this morning, praise God, it's not good. Following the Lord. But anyways, he said, I have made thee a father of many before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to what? According to that which was spoken by who? God. God said you're healed. God said you're the head, not the tail. He said he'll bless you going in and out. He said that it gives him pleasure to prosper his servants. And but the enemy comes over here, you don't fast enough, you don't pray enough, you don't do this, you don't do that. He tries to get you to walk under condemnation. The Bible says in Romans over there, he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. None. And it says that who against hope believed in hope that he might be the father of many, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And look at what Abraham, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. He didn't look at the circumstances that were real. They were real. God spoke something impossible to him and Sarah. And God fully, I mean, he's fully committed to what he speaks to you. Amen. That if you do not waver, right, you do not back up, you do not let your circumstances, how you feel, what people say, persuade you. God is faithful to do what he tells you to do. If he tells you you're going to be wealthy, you're going to be wealthy. All you got to do is say, okay, God, whatever you want, sir. I told him, I said, God, if you want me to buy that dinner out of my own money, $1.5 million, just bring it to me. Give it to me personally. You give it to me personally, God. I'll buy that and I'll give you that just like I gave you this building. This building don't belong to me. Me and Preston bought this building back in 1994. I had to give it to God in 2002. I sat right here and I said, well, God, they can make payments. They can pay me back at least what I got in it, God. They can give me back. And I got done telling God that, and God said, I thought it was mine. I thought. He said, how did you get it? I said, well, God, you helped us get it. He said, that's what I'm saying. He said, but you can keep it. I said, no, sir, I don't want it. It's yours. I surrender it to you. I gave it to God. You know, that was hard. Because I'm struggling financially. They could at least make payments and give me what I got in it back. The Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. So I told God, and you ought to tell him, God, you want us to have that down there? You bring it to me, and I'll bring chunks into your kingdom. I'll give chunks in there. I'll pay for it. Tell him you'll pay for it. Are you scared? If he brings it to you, it didn't cost you nothing, right? If all of a sudden chunks start pouring into you to where you got, oh, glory to God, I got to get rid of some of this stuff. I got to give it away. It wouldn't cost you anything. And every hose pipe that water runs through gets wet. Ain't a hose pipe stuck dry when that water starts in it. They get watered theirself. Hallelujah. So don't waver. I done went 10 minutes over. Travis sang longer than I thought he should. He took up my preaching time. He thinks we're to sing the whole service. Of course, he's a worshiper. I think we're to preach the whole service. So we have to meet in the middle. You know, he can sing and I'll preach. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you. The Bible says that God always causes us to triumph. Always. Always. No matter what you feel. If you don't quit, you quit, you ain't going to win. These people in the Bible that was never mentioned again, that they could have did something for God and they was not recorded on in there. Judas, one of them. So don't quit. Winners never quit. But quitters, they ain't gonna win. And look, God don't anoint doing nothing. You don't need no anointing if you're not gonna do nothing. I'm gonna work for you, God. I'm gonna serve you, God. I asked the Lord, and I'll close with this. I asked the Lord, I was on the pew down there, and I didn't even know what I'd asked him, Chris. I just had this desire in here to be used of God. And I'm down there, and I'm saying, God, just use me, God. I want to be used, Lord. I want to be used. And boy, I started being used by people. That's not what I was talking about, God. Right? Paul was used. You know, but you know what? I was telling Travis the other day, I said, you know what, son? I said, what I was meaning then was God used me in ministry. I want to minister. I want to minister. I said he began to open streets and jails and began to open doors for me and street ministries from the church and all of that stuff, you know, going out in a van every week and knocking on doors. We did more praying and seeing people healed than we did inviting them to church. I got fired up on that. I'm like, forget church, man. Let us just pray for them. Let's pray for them. But you know what? They'd get healed and they'd come to church. Ones you invited to church, they more likely wasn't coming. But you show signs, wonders, and miracles, they want to come over where you're at because they're like, they're in the jail down there seeing all kinds of miracles. I said, where do you go to church? Where do you go to church? Not told them where to go to church. Some did come later when they got out of jail. Some of them ain't coming. There's a long time in her. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our head. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you always, according to your word, cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Lord, you always give us the victory according to your word, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that even death has been swallowed up in victory. I thank you, Father God, it don't mean that we're not going to have troubles, we're not going to suffer things, and things ain't going to come against us, Lord. But your word gives us the assurance and the promise that no matter what we face, you turn it to our good, Lord. You work it to our good if we yield the right way. We bear fruit. We endure hardship, Lord, with a good attitude. We don't just put up with it. We endure it with a good attitude, Lord, to where we walk in it in joy and peace and have your presence, Lord, in all of it, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for everyone here. Lord, if there's anyone here that's sick, you're sick in your body, you want prayer, come on, I believe you'll be healed today. I believe God will touch your body today. Anybody sick, you want sick in your body, afflicted, you want prayed for. Y'all that are listening by way of internet, praise God, hallelujah. You just slip your hands up to God right now and receive your healing. Just slip it up and I'm going to pray for you. Father, all those that are listening, Lord, it's not by accident, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, you said, Lord, that through your word that you demonstrated signs, wonders, and miracles as they preached the word of God. And Father, all those that have got their hands stretched this way over the airways, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that they're already healed. And we command sickness to leave and loose them. And we command their bodies to be healed and line up with the word of God. And Father, I just praise you and I thank you. And I expect to hear the testimonies of people that received today, Father. They received their healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Raise them up, Father God. No, nothing's greater than you, Lord. And I thank you for the divine ministry of Jesus working, Lord. And we give you praise. Anybody want prayer? Come on. Come on.